As the countdown to the game winds down, South Africa is gripped by World Cup fever.
I'm very excited. Hola!
Is this what everyone's going to do during the World Cup?
Yes, World Cup is going to be a great event and for the first time in Africa. And I hope everyone will be happy about Africa and South Africa.
Excitement over the upcoming event is palpable, but the enthusiasm is tempered by concerns that reckless behavior might lead to further spread of HIV.
Yeah, naturally one would be concerned because like with the likes of prostitutes, they'll be coming over. So people are bound to be exposed more to such activities like prostitution and human trafficking.
I'm worried about HIV and crime, everything, ma'am. Everything, I'm worried.
We must keep our bodies safe every time. And the condoms are the first priority in our country. We must keep on doing that campaign.
The government launched a huge campaign in late April to test 15 million people for HIV by June 2011. Each person who is tested is to receive counseling and 100 condoms. The World Cup will kick off a program to distribute an additional 1 billion condoms over the following 6 months. The government and Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria will share the cost of these campaigns. Yogan Pillay is acting director of the National Department of Health that oversees the HIV/AIDS and TB epidemics in South Africa. He says people who are HIV positive often are stigmatized, and this drives the disease underground.
The HIV counseling and testing campaign that the president launched on the 25th of April is designed to do multiple things. One is that it's designed to show people that there is no reason to stigmatize people who are HIV positive. There's no reason for people to fear being HIV positive.
South Africa has less than 1% of the world's population, yet it accounts for 17% of the global HIV/AIDS burden. About 5.7 million South Africans are HIV positive. This high prevalence rate has fueled the tuberculosis epidemic. Multiple sexual partners and the low use of condoms are blamed for most of the HIV infections. The South African Football Players Union is actively involved in the anti-HIV/AIDS campaign. Former footballer and Deputy General Secretary of the Union, Thuliganyo Gao Shubelwe, says footballers can play a positive role in conveying the safe sex message because of the aura surrounding them.
We don't want poster boys. We don't want people there on the posters. You see them and say, hey, HIV kills and so forth. But we want to use their glamour, you know, to go out there and talk about HIV.
A group of current and former football players are staging a pantomime before a rapt audience in the Mapune Mall in Soweto. Nearby, people are patiently queuing up in front of a tent waiting to be tested for HIV. These are part of the so-called Show Me Your Number program, which uses football players to create awareness of HIV/AIDS. Many of the footballers, like Ronnie Zondi, have lost family or friends to AIDS and are committed to saving others from this fate.
Part of the legacy of the World Cup, it should be HIV and AIDS. As per the National Strategic Plan, ambitious goal to halve infection by 50%. So we believe that a World Cup will give us an opportunity to reach as many people as we can.
Mega sporting events such as the Olympics and World Cup attract thousands of foreign visitors. They also attract unscrupulous people who engage in nefarious activities, including child labor, human trafficking, and abuse of commercial sex workers. Communication advocacy and campaigns manager for the South African National AIDS Council, Junaid Sidat, says the judicial and police systems are monitoring these activities.
We also have the women's sector and the children's sector who keep a very strong eye on what is going on in that regard. For example, the women's sector have put through a recommendation to cabinet around the idea of putting a moratorium on arrests of commercial sex workers during the course of the World Cup.
The World Cup is meant to be fun, and the government is giving its all to make sure visitors are not disappointed, that these games are spectacular. The government also is giving its all to make sure people know how to protect themselves from getting HIV/AIDS. It considers this to be a winning combination. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Johannesburg.